Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. New York authorities say a loud explosion that shook the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan Saturday night was an intentional act that injured 29 people. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio declared the explosion was deliberate. He spoke to reporters on the street near the scene of the blast.
There is no evidence at this point of a terror connection to this incident. This is preliminary information. It's something we will be investigating very carefully, but there is no evidence at this point of a terror connection.
World leaders have been descending on New York for days, preparing for the annual UN General Assembly meeting this week. New York authorities were also investigating an unexploded device found blocks from where the explosion occurred in Manhattan. Bomb squad personnel safely removed the device for transport to the police firing range in the Bronx. It appeared to be a pressure cooker attached to a cell phone and wires in a plastic bag. The explosion in Chelsea frightened hundreds of people and blew out windows. The blast was centered in a metal container about 2 meters square, described variously as a trash container or a tool storage container used by workers renovating a nearby building. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the UN Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt designed to divert public attention from some of the most systematic atrocities in a generation. This is VOA News. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump vowed Saturday in Houston, Texas, to rid the U.S. of illegal immigrants who have taken the lives of people. Trump said his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton failed to enforce immigration laws when she was Secretary of State, when she failed to suspend visas to countries that don't take back their citizens. Meanwhile, Clinton says this year's election is not about who will be president, but the kind of country the United States will be in the next 4 years. Clinton spoke at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation dinner in Washington.
That is what's at stake in this election. It's not about golf course promotions or birth certificates. It comes down to who will fight for the forgotten, who will invest in our children, and who will really have your back in the White House.
Hillary Clinton. Russia's ruling United Russia is expected to be the big winner in Sunday's parliamentary elections that span 11 time zones for approximately 110 million registered voters. Recent polling suggests the party of President Vladimir Putin will retain power in the State Duma. Analysts say the voting will likely be a referendum on Putin's expected 2018 presidential run for re-election. Opposition politicians are hoping they will be able to acquire at least a few of the 450 seats, but pollsters say the opposition might not be lucky enough to grab even one seat. However, the resurrection of an old voting system could lead to some seats for the opposition. Half of parliament will be decided by people voting for individuals, with the other half drawn from party lists. The last parliament was elected on party lists alone. 17 Indian soldiers have been killed and nearly 20 wounded in the deadliest attack mounted by militants in 2 decades on an Indian army base in Kashmir close to the border with Pakistan. Officials say 4 heavily armed commandos using guns and grenades stormed the army camp early Sunday in Uri, which lies west of Indian Kashmir's capital, Srinagar. An army statement said 4 militants were killed. A search is underway for others possibly hiding in the area. The gun battle lasted for several hours and explosions could be heard throughout, according to local reporters. A gunman suspected of being motivated by hatred for law enforcement killed a woman and wounded 2 Philadelphia police officers and 3 civilians before he was shot and killed by police. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross said police found what he described as a rambling note at the scene of the Friday night rampage. Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.